Episode 99, Supersize Gratitude.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Hey, beautiful, radio. What's cooking? Surely you've got something ready, because so I'm coming over. Are you ready? Here I am. Hello. Did you hear the knock? Anybody home? How are you today? Well, you know what? My heart is totally exploding as I sit here looking at my screen and my notes. I'm looking at 099. Can you believe this? That actually this is the 99th episode. And I am totally filled with gratitude. Hence the name Supersize Gratitude. And it truly is that. It is just something that I think we need to live with on a daily basis. It was funny because I was driving. I was going to another city. We live in a really, really small rural town. I love it. It's great. So I drive into the city to go shopping, et cetera. And so I'm driving on the rural road and I'm getting closer to the city and, you know, that you see the more housing areas, you know, pop up, et cetera. And then we get to a bank. Well, I've got my water bottle in my hand and I happen to glance up. Now, this is two lanes on, you know, on my side and then there's two lanes on the other. So it's a total of a four-lane road that I'm on right now. And I happen to look up and there's this red car that's in front of me and I look at it and I kind of like do a double take and I feel like this is going like an ultimate slow motion. And I see this vehicle and I'm like, I think that's the front of the car facing me. And in my mind, I'm going, yet I'm moving forward. And if they're coming my direction, this is not a good situation. There was a median on my immediate left. On my immediate right, I had three cars. And then I had one right behind me. And I'm like, okay, Lord, this is not looking good. And I was going about 45 miles per hour. So I wasn't going really, really fast, but I wasn't going slow, okay? Thank goodness, yes, I was paying attention, with the exception of I just took a drink from my water bottle. I looked up and the odd thing was, is I was slowing down, but she kept coming at me and I was like, okay, this is not a good situation. So I made the decision as one car began to pass me, another car began to pass me. And then way back, there was a bigger truck. Like it was more like a cement truck. It wasn't a semi, but it was a big truck. I mean, it would do some damage if it hit you, right? Okay. And then the car behind me, after two cars passed, he went over and got over. And I come to this complete stop in the left-hand lane. And I come face-to-face with this vehicle in front of me. Yes, I do. And I look at it, and there's this woman. Now, you would think I would be on the side, literally yelling, going, what the ba-ba-ba-ba are you doing? You know, having this huge conversation out the window. She can't hear me, but she could see my gestures and all this. No. In fact, it was quite the opposite. I was very calm. I was very pulled together. And I kind of questioned, is she okay? Now, the only reason why I didn't get out of my car is because I was in the middle of the road. Not only did we have those four vehicles behind me that were, I mean, they're moving vehicles going at a good fast pace, but there was also another car going the opposite direction in the turn lane. Which I was almost blocking when I came up upon her. Now, obviously, there was some confusion with this woman. But I remember in my mind going, okay, number one, Christiane, stay in your car for safety because you don't know. Maybe something's happened to her. Because, see, I couldn't see real clearly. You know, people, I've told you the story about my father where he passed out. And, I mean, he died while driving, had a massive heart attack. I didn't know what was going on with the person in this vehicle. And I thought it would be best if I stayed in my vehicle because I drive a big car and this is a smaller car in front of me. And I'm like, okay, my chances of survival are better, okay? I approached the whole situation, looking back on it, by supersizing gratitude. I was just grateful that I was paying attention at the road because do you know what kind of collision we would have had? A head-on, brutal collision. I don't know that she would have survived. I think I would have survived. She would have probably had serious injuries because I was going faster than she was. you know, thank goodness the cars behind me were paying attention to and got over. I know they thought I was crazy going, why is this person in this big black vehicle stopping in the middle of the road? Nothing's happening. And I found myself so calm that when everybody had passed and it was safe, I went around and all she was doing is, I mean, you could tell her blood pressure was just up. She was, frailing her arms. You know, she was yelling out the window, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I remember simply smiling at her, nodding my head, and driving on. I really believe in that moment that God just calmed me, that he was able to say, you know what? You got to lead with gratitude. No matter how upset you are that, you know, there's this big distraction, she's on the wrong side of the road, you could have just laid into her. You could have done that. The old Christiane probably would have. But on my journey, I've noticed that if I lead and live with gratitude and I supersize it on a daily basis, that my life is actually even better. It just, I smile even more. I mean, I smile all the time, but I truly do. So I ask you today, as you're beginning to go about your day, your week, okay, your month, let alone continuing the year, are you leading with gratitude? Is there a way you can supersize it? Because that's really, that's the challenge. You know, I feel beyond grateful for you all. The ones who have joined with me in this community and are like, you know what, Christiane, there's something about it. I recognize, I can relate to what you're saying, and you've kind of joined forces. You know, we're kind of creating our own revolution here. Join the revolution of Create Your Now, because I am beyond, absolutely beyond grateful. And you guys have supersized my heart, my gratitude, by just listening. And I really believe that the world could be such a better place if we would lead with gratitude. Anything and everything that we do. Melody Beattie says something here. I don't know that I'm pronouncing her last name right. It's spelled B as in boy, E-A-T-T-I, Melody Beattie. And what she says here, I absolutely love. So I'm going to share it with you. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Wow. Supersize gratitude. It unlocks the fullness of life. If you're ever wondering where to start, where to begin to make change in your life, it's with gratitude. Supersize gratitude. And this is a day that I usually post this as kind of an inspiration, motivation. And this actually is originally posting here on a Sunday. And so that's my time that I really try to devote to family. We call it our family time day. Sometimes the kids have a work schedule, but as much as we can, we spend the time together. Even if it's just hanging around the house, we may have a family movie, but it's family time. And I love that because we devote ourselves to each other. We supersize gratitude of our family. And so in recording this, I really thought, what better way? Because this is kind of my start off to the week. And I'm like, I want to continue. That's my number one goal. Always is to be able to be a blessing to someone else, to supersize gratitude. You know, with the gal who was in that little red car, well, it wasn't a little red car because it was a four-door car. It was a good-sized vehicle, but it was littler than the car I was driving. That's why I'm calling it a little red car. Anyway, in that car, I remember right afterwards, it was just like, Lord, I don't know what she's doing, but I just pray you be with her. Bless her, and thank you, Lord, for just being keeping me in my present state of mind as to what I was supposed to do, because we could have really had a major catastrophe on our hands, and either I would be helping people or someone would need to be helping me. But I really believe in that time, God showed me, you know what? You can supersize gratitude. You can lead with gratitude, even in where I was looking, and I was really looking upon an accident waiting to happen in slow motion. It was crazy. And no, I know in today's, you'd be like, well, did you get a video of it on your phone? No, I didn't, because I was drawn in the moment. I kind of do wish I had the video, because it really would have been cool to play back. But in my head, it's so vivid, as it only happened just a couple days ago. I promise you that you supersize gratitude, your life will be deepened with pleasure. You'll be able to smile more. Even if you're working at a cruddy job and you hate it, you will be able to smile more. That boss that irritates the bejeebers out of you, just say, you know what, man, you're looking good today. Now, that's if you can say it that way. Maybe you need to say, you have a really nice suit on. Whichever's appropriate, okay? But supersize gratitude. If your kids are absolutely driving you bonkers, excuse me. Yeah, and you could tell, yeah, mine do drive me bonkers. You know that part that Melody says, chaos to order? Well, like, for example, we were driving, and they were just, the boys in the back, they were just doing the hand slap, you know, just making obnoxious noises just to make noise, but they were just being boys, right? Making lots and lots of noise. But it was something about it. I was like, you know what? They're boys. And maybe I can say, you know what, son? I really like your smile, and I would really, really appreciate some quiet so I can focus on driving right now. If you guys can figure out how to communicate, you know, besides using your awesome, strong hands and making all those wonderful noises, it sounds a lot better than, stop it! I'm so tired of hearing it over and over and over again. Yeah, how'd you like that? But we sound like that, right? We do. Supersize your life, okay? You all know that we can thank McDonald's for the supersize, right? So supersize gratitude instead. You don't need to supersize your meal, but you can supersize gratitude, because gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. Don't you want more? Maybe for you, starting out right now, today, at this moment in time, mark it down on your calendar. This is what I chose. I decided, I committed to supersize gratitude. It's awesome. It's a blessing. And I really do pray that you have an amazing day. Go out and I'm telling you, supersize the thank you, you know? Be grateful for where you are. Chaos can turn to order, confusion to clarity, denial into acceptance, meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. And I love how Melody ends that, because you know what? When you think about it, we were just strangers, but we're not anymore. I consider you my friend. I consider you my sister. I consider you my brother. And it is awesome that you are who you are. Go supersize gratitude today. I love you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Come check it out, createyournow.com. And come, you can come chat with us on Facebook too. I mean, we're there. I would love to see you. We'll talk to you soon. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.